Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me today. My pleasure to be with you, and I know it's like a dream come true for you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Glenn Upiece is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the founder of Power Insights International, and Glenn Upiece and Associates, and he's a guy who talks to us about a lot of different things. Today, he's got on his mind something that I like to talk about a lot, and that's digital business. Glenn, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back. Happy New Year.
Good to have you back. Happy New Year to you. Let's have a good 2007 together. What do you think?
That sounds like a plan.
Okay. Digital business. Now, it sounds intuitive, but let's make sure that we know what you're thinking when you talk about digital business and digital business platforms. What are those?
Well, simply put, it's really a digital business platform. Pretty much replaces a brick-and-mortar operation into an online virtual marketplace. And I think that we're seeing these platforms being formed slowly as we see the advent of the Internet take a greater hold of how companies go to market.
Yep.
And clearly, this evolution of digital business is one that where the definition of a digital business is still evolving. And clearly what it's boiling down to is that it's parallel with how our consumers are evolving. I think that's really important for our small business listeners in that the consumer groups that are going to be not only defining how businesses are run, but how products and services are designed are those Generation Xers. Those,
right.
Those consumer groups that are 18 to 21, uh-huh. just about ready to enter the workforce, whose experiences and in that fact their minds have been nurtured by the Internet.
And those kids are actually on the trailing end of the Gen Xers and the leading edge of the Gen Ys.
That's exactly right.
Which is a whole other kind of folks too, the kids. And just so that you put a number on these folks, ladies and gentlemen, our demographics experts tell us that the Gen Xers is about 50 million. Of course, the baby boomers are around 78 or so million. The Gen Xers are about 50 million, I think. But the Gen Ys, Glenn, my demographers tell me that the Gen Ys, by the time people quit making those babies in that generation, could be as much as 100 million.
It doesn't surprise me.
Think about that.
And it's good to bring that out because it really shows you the impact of how evolutionary
yeah.
business is and how, again, products and services will be. I think it's interesting to note here, Jim, just to get a little profile of how those consumers have been educated. When I say a lot of their time has been spent on the Internet, can you believe that this group, by the time they're 21, they've experienced an average of 5,000 hours of video game playing,
wow.
250,000 emails or instant messages.
And we're not talking Pong here either, ladies and gentlemen, or Pac-Man either.
Exactly. 10,000 hours of mobile phone use and 3,500 hours of online interaction.
Wow.
So essentially, this age group has really been nurtured over the Internet.
When do they have time for baseball and Cowboys and Indians?
Well, unfortunately, those days seem to be over for them because their experiences have really been associated to their online experiences. And I think that's what is a big part of this whole digital business platform, where small businesses, especially the small and emerging businesses who are looking more at technology as a platform to grow their businesses, are starting to look at making their investments towards online, towards a greater online mm-hmm. presence, and utilizing that online presence to reach this new Generation X and Y consumer group.
And this is a real challenge What you're talking about is so true, Glenn. It's a real challenge for a lot of small businesses, because a lot of small businesses were founded in the when we were still in the industrial age.
That's right.
Then we moved into the information age, which it took 200 or 300 years to go through the industrial age. Then it took about 20 years to go through the information age, and now we're already in another age, the digital age.
That's exactly right.
And it's shocking for some companies to realize that the pace of the marketplace, isn't it?
It certainly is, and that's why, as we've gone through these different stages of the industrial age, the communications age, information age, digital age, and part of that digital age is the sensory age. So really getting to understand what people's wants and desires are on a deeper level have really redefined again how products and services are created. And
hold on to that thought, Glenn. Sure. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Glenn Upice is our guest, and I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. We're going to be right back to talk about some more digital business that's very important. And let me give you a little hint, folks. You don't have to go all the way one way or the other. You can do both. You can be both and. 20 after. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Yes, it is on that side of the clock. It's 17 till. Never mind what I said as we went to the break. It's not 20 after. It was 20 till. And, sometimes I get a little confused. You know, it's that old guy thing that happens sometimes. Anyway, it's 17 till. We're glad that you're here. We're glad Glenn Upice is our guest. And, Glenn, give us your website, please.
Sure. It's Glenn Yopis.com, GLENNLLOP, as in Paul, IS as in Sam.com. And I would also welcome our listeners to visit digitalbrandgroup.com.
All right.
As this really is the platform that this new operating model is going to be presented online.
Check that out when you get a chance. And folks, his name is the most dramatic example of a guy's name who doesn't sound anything like it looks. Right, Glenn?
That's exactly
right. It's amazing. But anyway, it's Upice, and but I love the sound, and this it spells beautifully too. Double LOPIS. Glenn, one of the things I like to say to people to get their attention is about what we're talking about how things are changing and what we've got to do about it, is I tell them that 96.75% of all the things that we know we learned in the 20th century. And most of that is obsolete, and the rest of it is becoming obsolete. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a very good point. And as I was mentioning to you, I think we're at a time where people are stuck. They're as much as they fear change, they realize that there's a time for change. And you know, part of this whole digital business platform is that it's a great opportunity, like you said as well, that you don't have to take it all the way. I think businesses need to look just simply at how they can use technology as a means to advance their business objectives. And I have an example of that. You know, we've historically, as you said, as part of this 96.75%, viewed our customers through CRM, as they call it, or customer relationship management. And that's really the old school way of thinking. And beyond just picking up the phone and talking to your customers or setting up appointment and meeting and discussing your business plans with your customers, it's creating more of an integrated customer experience.
I like the word integrate. I'm glad you used that word. If you can't become an integrated partner with your customers, you're not really going to have long-term customers in the 21st century.
That's exactly right. And clearly through the digital age, it's offering us that ability to communicate more effectively and to integrate our businesses more effectively with our customers that eventually transcend themselves down to the consumer, the people who are actually buying our products, if in fact you have a consumer-based product.
Companies, our customers, folks, are not looking for vendors. They're looking for vendor partners.
That's exactly right.
If you can't vertically integrate into their company, you'll do business. They'll come and do business with you, but you won't be able to do something that's really at the core of what you and I are talking about today, Glenn, and that is you won't be able to have a truly defined and defendable competitive advantage.
That's exactly right. And that's what technology in today's market gives you, a true competitive advantage. Because when you can start communicating and integrating your business with both your customer and your consumers, now you're starting to create a competitive advantage mm-hmm. that most small and middle market sized companies really don't have.
Right.
And I think this new platform really allows them to do that because, let's face it, life cycles in today's marketplace are shorter than ever. So the need for innovation is at a premium.
And nobody is more innovative and nobody is more able to turn on a dime more than a small business.
That's right.
This is the world. This is why I'm getting back. How many times have you heard me say this, ladies and gentlemen? The marketplace and the world is moving toward us. The way the marketplace is evolving is putting the marketplace in our wheelhouse, Glenn.
That's exactly right. And so if we have it, let's take advantage of it. And just don't forget, I think people think that innovation costs a lot of money. And as small business owners, we recognize that we need to be fiscally savvy. And the digital age can be a cost-efficient tool to advance your business.
Absolutely. You know, that is so true. I one little thing I say sometimes with my tongue in my cheek is that, you know, people have asked me about the big businesses that we've done business with over the years, the wonderful partners, corporate partners we've had who've helped us deliver our message over the years. And they've said, you know, why do those guys do business with you? And I've said, well, one of the reasons I think they do business with us, not all of it, but one of the reasons is I think they just like to watch us work.
That's right.
I think we're almost like an amusement to them. You know, they'll say, can you do this for me? And I say, okay, it's done. And they say, what? What, didn't you have to have a meeting about that? Nope, it's done. We just did it.
Well, and it's interesting because that's another advantage or competitive advantage of embracing this digital business platform is you can become such a more efficient an effective operation, not only internally but externally into the marketplace.
Yeah.
So that's why we continue to push this whole what we call this demand for convergence, this convergence mm-hmm. of business innovation or intelligence with technological innovation. Today, Jim, they're looked at two mutually exclusive components of a business where what the digital business platform is really suggesting is that they should be one integrated piece.
Absolutely. And listen. Folks, and Glenn, you know this, more and more the big companies want you to be their vendor partner. In years past, they just wanted you to be a vendor. Now they truly need you to be the vendor partner because they don't want to own the assets and the capability that you have. They want to buy that from you, but they've got to be able to count on you to be a deliverer, help them deliver their business model. We'll come back. I'm going to give you a statistic when we come back, folks, and Glenn, on why this is moving in this direction and why you must be part of it. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Glenn Yopiece is our guest. He and I will be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to check out our blog while you're there. You can subscribe to it, too. It has its own technology, which you can also get there if you need it. Glenn Yopiece is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Glenn, give us your website again, please.
Sure. It's GLENNLLOPIS.com.
Right. And the other one?
It's a digitalbrandgroup.com.
All right. So check that out, folks.
Digitalbrandgroup.com.
Glenn, a few years ago, I was introduced to a study that was conducted by another friend of ours, Kenneth Crozen, who's an intellectual property attorney. And he found that in 1978, that 80% of all assets on corporate balance sheets were fixed assets. Things that you could wrap and count and paint and you know put a serial number on. 20% were intangibles like patent systems, things like that. And then he said 20 years later, at the end of the 20th century, those numbers had basically inverted, and so more and more companies had 80% of their business intangible, systems, patents, intellectual property, and 20% fixed assets. And as I travel around the country and talk to small business owners, I ask them that question, And they all tell me that while maybe they're not 80-20, they admit that their platform, to use your example, is becoming more digital. It's becoming more like the progress or the direction of these other corporations that Kenneth Crozen was talking about. And so more and more people are getting that. And one of the ways I think that manifests itself, and I think this is what you guys are working on, what you're talking about, is I tell people, based on that, that means that you don't need to hire people and buy technology for them to use. You need to be buying technology and hire people to manage the technology. What do you think about that?
I agree 100%. And that's clearly where this is headed. And it's interesting. There's a great debate that's taking place today, and that's the whole debate between CIOs, chief information officers, and
right.
CEOs. And,
right.
and when you look at that in a small business, you have to ask yourself, what's more important, that where our time, resources, and investments are applied to? Is it to designing? Is it the business and all in all those fixed assets, or are they more in line with the intangibles, which fall under technology? And it's clear that technology is that can be part of that intellectual property, which is an asset within itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's clearly headed that way. And as I speak and talk to more small business owners, they're really trying to get out of the brick and mortar age. They don't want to be buying equipment and buildings. They're trying to transfer as much as they can into a virtual market.
Well, but I also want us to be careful that we don't run roughshod over people who are in an industry or the culture of their business, Glenn, makes it hard for them to do what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And to point out that, folks, it's not either or, it's both and.
That's right.
And as long as you're moving in the direction of digital, as long as you're giving yourself an opportunity, you're putting yourself in a position to become digital to whatever degree makes sense for you, whatever you can capitalize, whatever your culture, the culture of your business and everything will allow, as long as you're moving in that direction, I won't let Glenn, and I don't think he will, say that you're wrong. It's just that if you're not moving in this direction, if you're hidebound, if you're still stuck in the 20th century, or worse, in the 19th century, well, you're a Tyrannosaurus Rex, and I haven't seen any of those alive lately. Have you, Glenn?
Oh, absolutely not. And I'll
you're
tell
waiting
you,
to it, you're waiting just you're just waiting to become extinct.
That's right.
But you got to move. You got to be moving.
Yeah, and you got a good point, Jim. First of all, entering the digital age is a process, and it takes time. And all we're suggesting is that small business owners just can't ignore it anymore. It's time to start embracing it and understanding it. And as you said, you know, how does it fit your culture? How does it fit your products and service offering? Because it's all different based on the industry that you're in, the customers
yeah.
that you interact with. So
you
this
know,
is just a process that needs to be understood.
You know, Glenn, my first official job in the marketplace was in the 60s. Think about that. Now, that's talk about dating myself. But my point is, if an old fossil like me can have these kinds of understandings and be talking about the digital age, anybody can.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, is that I think what's happened is that this, keep in mind that the digital natives are those generation X and Y. I mean,
yeah.
what they call us are the digital novices. And
I was
going to
say, be careful. This is a family show. You talk about what they call us, Glenn. Hey, Glenn, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. It was great to be on the show.
Glenn, your piece, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I promise. He's got too much to say. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.